This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
A group of academics from the University of the Western Cape's Department of Science and Innovation as a National Research Foundation Center of Excellence in Food Security have stepped up to address what they are describing as the insidious and aggressive marketing tactics of the baby formula industry. Now, this is, of course, comes in the light of World Breastfeeding Week. We are right now in the middle of World Breastfeeding Week, which is celebrated by countries around the world from August 1st. So the group now, the group of academics, they're seeking to address what they describe as misinformation and misrepresentation of infant formula and how it undermines mothers' feeding decisions. Let's chat now to Catherine Pereira-Kotze, who's a researcher at the University of the Western Cape. Let's talk. She's on the line, joining us via Zoom. Good morning to you, Catherine, and thank you so much for joining us. Maybe a good starting point. Let's just talk about, before we deal with how the industry is targeting and aggressively pushing their product, what exactly is baby formula? I think we all know pretty much what it is because we know the baby formula products. But in essence, in its formulation, what is it?
Morning, Titi, and thanks for having me. So baby formula, it's kind of categorized as a processed food, and it's usually based on cow's milk, but there's quite strict standards around the nutrient content, the vitamins and minerals, the proteins, fats and carbohydrates that need to be contained in it. So it's made up to a certain standard. One of the challenges is that it is not a sterile product, which means that when people prepare it at home, it can become contaminated with bacteria, and people can prepare it in different ways. And in South Africa, when a lot of people don't have the money to buy expensive infant formula, they often over-dilute it, or they might not have safe running tap water to mix it properly. And the other big challenge is that infant formula, it's a commercially produced product. It doesn't contain the antibodies or immune properties that breast milk does. Breast milk is produced by a mother's body. It's a living biological organism that a mother produces in response to what the baby needs. And it's nutritionally complete, but it also contains these antibodies that help to boost an infant's immature immune system.
All right. Talk to us then about this aggressive tactics that you say have been adopted by the industry to steer mothers away from, breastfeeding and rather using formula. I mean, I wonder to what extent it's about the convenience of formula. For example, for working mothers who cannot be at home, maybe with their babies.
Yeah. So there are many challenges. And the marketing that's been documented, so the World Health Organization did some research in 8 countries, and they've documented similar practices in all of the countries. And one of the countries was South Africa. And it's important to remember that infant formula is produced by companies which exist to make a profit. And the infant formula industry is worth $55 billion globally. That is a massive industry. And they use some of the latest marketing tactics, including advertising on social media and online. They develop apps and baby clubs that mothers and caregivers can join. They use sponsored posts on social media platforms. So when women are searching things related to having a newborn baby, infant feeding, anything related to that, they get similar posts and sponsored posts by these companies. As you mentioned, it's a challenge that some women struggle to breastfeed because they're not supported, protected, and promoted to do so. And there is research to show that often when women go back to work, breastfeeding rates decrease. But we need to do more as a country to support women to be able to breastfeed when they return to work. So at the moment, there is some policies and laws in place to allow for maternity leave, but not all women are able to access paid maternity leave, and not all women are able to continue breastfeeding or expressing their milk by having breastfeeding breaks when they go back to work.
Right. Is it something is it something that can be regulated though? I mean, if mother's milk is best, is it something that can be regulated to hold back on the on baby formula, to encourage more mothers to breastfeed to avoid the market being flooded by these formula companies? And by the way, formula is not cheap either.
Yes, it's expensive. Yes, it can be regulated. So the World Health Organization has the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes. And in South Africa, we have legislation called the R991 regulations relating to foodstuffs for infants and young children, which regulates the marketing for all products aimed at children under 3 years. So it is illegal to advertise in certain ways. But as I mentioned, companies are profit driven employ people to market their products. So they kind of find ways around the legislation. Okay. And social media and the online space is quite difficult to regulate. Mm. So there's innovative kind of techniques that they use online. But also we see companies using other products to kind of cross promote with products that are regulated. And companies don't always comply with the legislation that exists. So it is possible to regulate, but it is challenging and difficult, and the companies don't always comply.
Katie Pereira-Kotze is a researcher at the University of the Western Cape's Department of Science and Innovation, the National Research Foundation Center of Excellence in Food Security. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.